You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
Ah, cool again.
Alexa sounds like he's like an annoying uncle who's about to give you a wet willy.
Get over here.
Get over here again.
why don't you text me back?
You sound like the Bud Light. What's up?
No, we do Coors Light.
I'm bleeping that at the beginning of the episode.
We are co-opting that whole ad campaign.
Miguelito?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. You're in the sin bin, buddy.
That's right.
Okay. Get used to it, folks. It's coming.
Someone said, how come the refs don't have sin bins? Imagine that.
Yeah.
That it's bedlam for two minutes.
That was Andres Cantor.
It was Andres Cantor. That's right.
Coming with the smoke for the referees.
Damn. Andres said, I'm a Google translate.
Okay. We're bringing up a lot of stuff. We just started, bro. What the hell, everybody? What's good, everybody?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
As always, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm still Alexis Guerrero.
That's right. He's in the process of changing his name, but he is currently still.
I'm changing it to Alexis Guerrero.
Okay. Man, what
I said, put the tear down there. What is that? The accent? Yeah,
he's trying to throw off the warrants.
That's right. That's another man. I don't know that man.
I'm Alexis.
Yeah, that's right. I heard if you spying for Cuba, they're arresting you these days, bro. I need to switch stuff up.
The news is crazy, bro. Yo, why are they after?
My guy is innocent. He was just making a little money on the side.
All of a sudden you can't be a Cuban double agent nowadays?
What? No. He was like, yo, I just didn't want to Uber. You know what I mean? So I decided to find a different side gig. That's all.
Anyway.
Also, what is Cuba really doing with that information?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cooligans. I'm excited about today's show. Obviously, MLS Cup.
I love how you always tell them you're excited about today's show.
I am, because sometimes I'm not.
Yeah. Okay. You're trying to convince yourself.
I got a severe case of the Mondays, bro. You heard of it. I am thrilled because we're going to be talking MLS Cup playoffs. And obviously, the MLS Cup final is set. It's a wild weekend of matches.
This is exactly what Tim Cook wanted, an MLS Cup final in Columbus, Ohio.
He's like, yes, that is the nesting ground.
Messi don't need him. We got Columbus, Ohio, baby. Right.
Huge fan. I'm rocking my Columbus.
The hell is real
shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
This is the Yellow Nation Army. Shout out to whoever sent this. Probably
just
like
a bunch of people
who
joined this.
Probably like 2 years. Somebody sent me this. I apologize. I don't remember who, but thank you so much for it. And congrats to LAFC and Columbus Crew for making it to the MLS Cup final. We'll talk about semifinal matches or the conference final matches. And we'll also talk some Premier League because there was a lot of crazy stuff in Premier League this weekend as well. First off, a lot of people have been asking already. As soon as the final whistle blew at the Hell is Real, they were like, yo, Cooligans, you're going to MLS Cup final? And okay.
Kind of.
Unfortunately, so I know I am not going to the MLS Cup final. So you can
imagine. Hold on.
So you can.
The crowd goes wild.
Feel free to send your boos my way because I can't make it because I have a prior engagement. I am going to be hosting an event for Bundesliga in Washington, D.C. There is a watch party.
That's right. Bring your nicest watch okay. to the party.
Bundesliga is throwing. I'll put it up on screen in a second, but Just follow on the Instagram stories for Cooligans or my personal ones at Christian Polanco.
If you're
Polanco.
In the DMV area, you got to get to it.
Yes, this is going to be, what's the name of the bar? Tom's Watch Bar, DC Navy Yard. This is right by Nationals Nationals Park.
So not far from Audi Field.
Correct. So Saturday, December 9th, it starts at 8:30 a.m.
Two great matches.
There's an Eventbrite link. Again, it'll be on our Instagram. It'll be on Twitter. So go check it out. So if you're in the DC area and want to hang out with me and a bunch of other Bundesliga fans, there should be a bunch of people hanging out watching all the matches for that morning.
Hurry up and grab a ticket.
Yep. There's
gotta get a ticket.
Limited amount of availability. So make sure you go check that out. I'm really, really stoked to be a part of it. So shout out to Bundesliga and apologies to MLS and all the Columbus crew.
To the Columbus massive.
Homies that are like, yo, y'all coming through. I'm like,
and they're all probably thinking, Alexis?
So
it's most likely that I'll be there. It's most
likely. We're working on it.
We logistically got to make sure
this is
what
we have every year. It's just like, we know MLS Cup is happening. We just don't know where. And you know, things get in the way and plans and stuff like that. So we're working actively to contribute to Alexis's GoFundMe to send him to Columbus.
Really,
it's his dream. It's his Make-A-Wish.
You know what? If you don't live in the D.C. area, send me the watch you would have worn to the watch party. I'll sell it, and we'll be fine.
So it should be dope. So we'll be everywhere. That's the Cooligans are all over America to make
we
sure.
We are. Yeah, we were both in L.A. this past week.
That's right. For a secret, we can't say why. Stop asking questions, okay? We were doing a little secret project will announce soon. But
you'll see it. You'll see it.
Yeah, Alexis, you did go to the...
I did. I stuck around a little bit.
You went to the LAFC game.
So
let's start there. We'll talk also the hell is real in a moment. But LAFC against Houston Dynamo, you were there. Let's just start with as soon as the whistle blew, because I couldn't see the game.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
I was. We were sitting opposite the side that has the press boxes.
Uh-huh.
And I was explaining to the person next to me, the press boxes are somewhere in this general area.
Okay.
They're somewhere, because he said, yo, where do you normally sit when you come here? And I said, amongst the smoke.
Exactly.
I sit just within the clouds.
And BMO Stadium is covered in the fog of war.
Yeah. Okay. It was really dope, though. The atmosphere was dope. I will say I was supposed to be in a suite.
Oh, damn. Okay, Alexis. What's the Yelp review right now?
Let me tell you something. Didn't get a chance to go in the suite. And do you know why?
I don't know why.
The suite was taken.
By whom?
By James Harden.
Oh, man. Excuse me?
That's right. I got a message. Hey, the ticket you have in your hand says suite. You are to go nowhere near said suite. You, sir, are across the stadium in Gen Pop. You
know? Wow.
Because James Harden doesn't just roll by himself. My guy brought 20 plus people with him.
Well, that was similar to, I think, in the Open Cup final. He had the friends and family.
Yeah. He took a crew.
Friends and family.
Maji pulled up with a school bus of people, bro. So they were like, everybody out. So we ended up having to sit in regular seats. But I will say, I don't think I've ever sat anywhere at BMO Park. Is it Park?
BMO Stadium.
No, BMO Stadium is Toronto.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
BMO Park.
I forget there's two that's BMO.
Whatever. I haven't sat anywhere in the LAFC stadium that is a bad view. They've really kind of, for me, I think every angle feels like you're close enough. You're kind of good. And we were in the lower bowl area. We were very close. It was cool. Got recognized by a few people. A couple of people asked me where you were. And I said, I murdered him. He's not here. No. I said, there's no need for it.
A confession?
No need for it. It was mad cool. It was mad cool to see. Shout out to everybody who stopped me. A couple of people told me that we were in their Spotify top five.
Yeah, that's right. That's been a cool thing. Shout out to everybody who's been sending us,
give them the Christian for, you know. Go ahead.
Okay. you want me to hit turbo?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to everybody for sending us the messages that were in your top five Spotify rap. We love you.
Okay. I felt bad whoever you were with prom night.
Okay. So that's just a little sign that, I'm just trying to take care of you, girl. Yeah, that's
damn,
all.
Girl. I care about you as much as I care about myself.
This isn't about me.
No.
This is about you. It's about you right now.
I'm a giving lover, dude.
Okay. So, yeah.
And
so
for me, I'm just trying. My hardest. I'm just trying my hardest. Okay. My shoulder already hurts.
Alexis just dislocated his shoulder.
100%. Okay. Brian, him, on the inside, I'm drowning.
Him and Nick Pope are out for 6 yo, months, dog.
Damn, David De Gea going to be guest hosting this show.
So, yeah, shout out to everybody. Thank you so much. Keep sending us messages. If we're in your Spotify Wrapped and in your top five, well, hopefully we're in your top one.
Yo. But send us a message if we're in your top one.
Okay, I've been seeing some of the other four that we are amongst. I'm like, I don't know if I can respect these other four.
I will say there was one in particular they put it up, and I'm like, at least we beat one.
No, but there was one. I forgot who it was, but somebody, the podcast with Shalewa Sharp and Gastor Almonte.
I don't know it. Snack? Isn't that the snack review joint she does?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's the one that is the cover looks like the Capone Noriega album.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the name of their podcast, but I'm a huge fan of Shalewa and Gastor. And we were in the same group. Nice. So, yeah. Also, Rod from The Black Guy Who Tips, we were in that.
Mm-hmm.
So that felt good. We were in them. That's good company.
Yeah. So we got some friends and family
friends,
out there.
Comedians.
It ain't just you, James Harden.
Okay. James Harden ain't any Spotify top.
Oh, damn, son.
Rap 2023.
Got no bars. You got no podcast. What you even doing, James?
No championship as well, bro.
Yeah, damn. Oh, that chamber, no rings, my Jane. What's going on?
Anyway, we're dunking on James Harden.
Just you and that open cup you won.
Man, is MLS owner. Anyway, so we were talking about LAFC.
LA.
Yeah.
What a wonderful atmosphere.
We got some photos. I found this on Twitter.
That's right.
X, formerly known as Twitter.
Show them the smog in LA game.
This was a smoke at the beginning of the game. I mean, on TV, it was almost they delayed the game maybe an extra 2-3 minutes. For the smoke to clear. But no, the flares were also a big talking point because, you know,
fan groups from other teams got upset, as they should.
Yeah, because
they're like, we want to have this much fun.
I would love to do that in my home stadium in Major League Soccer, but it is not allowed. And I could understand. I mean, look, we've been to stadiums where like one or two flares get in. They
pop NYCFC. The smoke.
Yeah, and it's like whatever, a little pow pow on the hand, and you move on.
Hey, and you're like sorry, like okay,
you know, old man shakes fist at cloud, and it's a smoke cloud.
Yeah.
But this felt like there's quite a few flares in there. There's
it felt
over a
choreographed.
Dozen. So
but I will not be. I'm not mad at it though.
We ain't the ops. We support this. And I know, you know, and we've been to Germany. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about flares. This is the away stand. The away stand has this, has more smoke than this right here.
Bro, this is the press box of a German game.
In Bundesliga, it is remarkable. I mean, as far as the away fans.
Remember when the Bayern fans, when it was when they lost to Eintracht Frankfurt when we were there? That whole section, I'm like, I mean, it literally does look like it's on fire at this point. Everyone had a flare at one point.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this is seriously a health hazard at this point.
So, look, the fanfare when it comes to that, like, I enjoy it. For some reason, the Major League Soccer, I don't know, standards and practices or whatever, or safety commissions or boo, we hate those people.
Majorly lame suckers, dude.
So I wish there was a way to do this and it, you know, be considered safe and you know, because it's fun. I mean, I don't hate it. And that's the thing. I mean, it's a lot of the tweets were kind of pointing out, like, why are they allowed to do this and we're not? And it's like, maybe that is... I mean, that isn't...
Bro, you sound like a federale, right?
You're just telling the teacher.
I know. Ew, bro. You forgot to give us homework.
So I would just say, like, maybe it's one of those, you know, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Maybe that's the policy.
I wouldn't suggest that because I'm not paying for anyone's lawyer bill.
Saying,
you know?
I hope MLS gets on board because I think this is great. And you know... When it comes to all the marketing, this is going to be in all the marketing.
For sure. Oh, this will be, you know, 50% opacity behind a lot of...
But you'll see it a little bit.
You'll see it. You'll be like, wait a minute. I think I remember that. Didn't we get in trouble for that event? I think more American sports should have this. Imagine you go to a Yankee game, Yankees versus Red Sox, and they got the gray smoke or the blue smoke.
Damn, bro. People are going to think a new pope has been selected.
Damn. Pope of Greenwich Village.
So, look, so, like, that's how the game started, and it was a big talking point online, but it was fun and entertaining. The obviously, LAFC wins 2-0. A goal from Ryan Hollingshead and a goal from Escobar.
We talked about
former LAFC player.
Yes.
Won MLS Cup last year with them and scored for LAFC again. So I mean, it is what it is.
I'm trying to find the XG on this one. Look at this. 70% possession by Houston, 0.47 XG. So LA only had 30% of the possession, 2.06. They're like, hey, we're gonna get the ball. We don't need it for that long. We're just gonna run up on you and score.
There was a great shout out to Travis Helwig, who was on the show last week, and congrats again for LAFC moving on. But there was a great quote from Ryan Hollingshead, who did score the goal, and I love this. This is the original tweet is from Mike Gray, and he just said, and this is the tweet from the quote from, I would say tweet, the quote from...
It's a guy, look at he tweeted.
From Ryan Hollingshead, and says, quote, they like to play this little tiki-taka in the middle of the field, 1-2s, but they're going nowhere. So we just said, do whatever you want. Have the ball as much as you want. They created zero dangerous chances. And that's just... It is what.
Damn, Hollingshead saying the quiet part out loud, dog.
He said, have fun with your little soccer ball.
Hey, good. You guys should hold on a little longer. We're taking a nice break. We're gonna have a lot of energy at the end of this game.
And you saw
someone called him Dion Hollingshead.
So you saw you saw that in the game. I mean, Houston and throughout this season, and obviously winning the U.S. Open Cup. As far as managing that midfield, they did that great, and they maneuvered the ball very easily around LAFC. They got past a lot of their press, but this couldn't be any more accurate. They really did not have many dangerous chances compared to the game LAFC against Seattle, where Crepeau had to bounce all over the place, mm-hmm. stopping all these shots. He really didn't need to do that much. It just took a little bit of like grit, some heart.
Yeah,
and they stopped a lot of Houston's chances.
It was it was crazy, and being there, you would see like, you know, the excitement level whenever LAFC got the ball. Everyone would stand up because they would transition so quickly into the attacking part mm-hmm. of the game. It was just like, damn, bro, you already near their box. Damn, you on prom night. Do with the eagle. That's right, what it sounded like, dog.
So the other fun quote was from Ben Olsen.
That's right.
In the post game, because he wasn't too happy.
He provided what I think is, you know, when you hear a coach speak, you want like, what's the insight that only they would know?
Yeah, especially after the game, the losing coach doesn't really want to talk to anybody.
Nah, but then at least maybe they could offer you like that high level tactical. Just analysis,
and
you
I
know?
Yeah, and I love this from Ben Olsen. I'll just play a couple seconds of it. But this was his response.
Try to maybe get a notebook.
The field stinks here. It's a terrible field, and it's they have concerts here every 3 days or whatever, and the field's a joke. It's been a joke all year, but again, it didn't necessarily have anything to do with. The score line, but it's just what it is. And
okay, so.
Sure, buddy. Whatever. Whatever.
You know
saying.
What I mean?
I love it. I just love.
When do you get someone who could really break down the game?
My man was just like, oh, what do I think? The field stinks.
Yeah, yeah. That guy. What was Beyonce here?
Okay.
I hate it.
Okay. We can't play after the Renaissance tour.
Come on.
Okay. And this is Ben Olsen is the most Bill Burr-ish type coach. Do you know what I mean?
Like, does he want to fight me?
Well, got a little bit of history.
Inside joke. Okay.
You know what? Probably not that crazy of a thought that Ben Olsen wants to fight you. But the
he did get mad when I said he was vegan. He's like, I'm not vegan. I just don't eat meat that much anymore.
But Ben Olsen has the comedians, not many people say like, "Oh, this stinks. You stink." It's a very Boston, the Patrice, Bobby Kelly, Bill Burr.
They all used to say stuff like, "You stink on ice." Remember that?
I know. I don't remember that one.
That was like, you stink even when you're on ice. Like, it's even worse.
Okay. I mean, because
that's
I'll take my kids to go see Stink on Ice. It sounds fun.
Oh, it's just the skating. The majesty. The pageantry.
But yeah, it's just like there's a, you know, this guy stinks. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's just a very Boston-y sort of thing. That's what I don't know where Ben Olsen is originally from.
No, I gotta look it up. He's probably from Boston.
I think he's from the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah, I feel like he might be.
Obviously. Middletown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. So close.
So close. But I love that that response. It was just there's not much.
I love a good, 20-second complaint about the pitch and then be like, it had nothing to do with the score, though.
Like, why bring it up at all?
I'm glad you got that off your
but
chest.
But I love the competitiveness in here. And, you know, Houston Dynamo have had such an amazing season, much better than anyone expected.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a trophy, playing in CONCACAF Champions Cup. So there's a lot to look forward to, but they really, it was like, he's upset. It's not even like devastated. He's just like, we should be lifting the Western Conference trophy right now. And we're not. And I'm upset and I'm annoyed that you're even asking me questions about it.
Yeah. I mean, he does play the curmudgeon really well and he's doing it here, but I will say credit to him, man. And you know, he talked about how effective Hector Herrera was. Bro, watching him live, he'd put his foot on the ball and he's telling people, go first.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You go over there, like trying to break down this, you know, pretty defensive team all of a sudden of LAFC. I thought he did a great job. Hector Herrera had a great season. It stinks to go out this way. Coco Garasquilla wasn't really on the ball all that much.
Yeah,
when
he didn't do much.
He was pretty effective when he was, but I wouldn't say this was the level of game we expect from him. But also, I mean, he was completely kept off the ball. He had to keep checking back. The one player, Dorsey, I was sitting on the side Dorsey was on.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see him a lot.
Griffin Dorsey.
Yeah, Griffin Dorsey. There's a guy behind me who was like, Hector, this is in Houston. He just kept saying that. And I'm like, yo, you just not cooking this, dude. It's more geographical. But then he turned his sights on Dorsey.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, he let out. Hey, this is LA. Here, you're dorky. And I was like, God.
You wish you had the button.
I was like, yo. I was just like,
my man, bro, roasted.
I don't know if this dude is used to being way more like swearing a lot more, but like his kid was with him. I don't know what happened, but the dude behind me, I'm like, yo, he finally got one.
I love just PG-13 or even G-rated roasting,
yo,
bro.
Yo,
LeBron went up to him. He's like, yo, we don't say those words anymore.
Chill.
We got to come up with something more, a little more clever, more better with the kids.
And we on this show have already covered that a dork is a whale penis. So do not call my man that, bro.
So,
I will say the thing about Dorsey was, yo, this dude, every time he would go forward, he'd be too far. Like, they couldn't get the ball to him.
Yeah.
He couldn't put any pressure on that back line. So he had to keep checking back. And it was just like, you could tell Palacio was like, good, go do what you got to do.
Right, right. And look, and I think this game, as far as all the challenges that Houston had, the defensive, the back line for LAFC were remarkable. Obviously, Ryan Hollingshead scores the goal, but he had a tough job on Quiñones as well, mm-hmm. because Ryan Hollingshead, not a young dude, he's like in his, I think he's 31, 32. And has to face this winger that is mad flashy and fast. And,
yeah.
and he even in the opening whistle, he gave him a nice foul. Just mm-hmm. to be like, yo, no, you're not getting. It wasn't even a foul. He got the ball first, but put a body on him.
Yeah,
be like,
yeah.
yo, you ain't getting by me. This is not the day you expect it's going to be.
This ain't going to be an easy day for you.
And Diego Palacios as well was remarkable. But yeah, this LAFC just defensively, and this is why I'm a little bit worried for the Columbus Crew because LAFC have not been giving up goals during these playoffs. The defensive Chiellini has been great. Murillo has been great as well.
Kripo, you said.
And now they're back at the MLS Cup Final. And I feel like LAFC, even though they are away, they have to be my favorites. Apologies to the Columbus fans.
Oh, no.
But LAFC.
For me, it's Columbus all the way. But my eyes are drawn to a name that was substituted in for Houston in the 61st minute.
Okay.
Do you see it right there on the right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on it?
Yes.
My guy's first name is
Teenage. I think I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced as well. I could be incorrect.
It could be teenage.
Teenage or
where's he from? We talked about this a
Zimbabwe.
Few weeks ago.
Zimbabwe.
He's from Zimbabwe.
Yes, I've
thought it was another one of the Latin American parents, like we talked about last week. We had to stop him.
Wouldn't be surprised. But
they,
no,
they should have put his whole government: teenage mutant ninja Lingani
turtle.
But so we won't be seeing that name anymore in the MLS playoffs. So,
but hey, Houston started a great season. You won U.S. Open Cup. You beat Messi.
Okay, and then let's real quick, we have to go over Hell is Real, because that was also a pretty remarkable game.
Was that the best game of the playoffs? I think so.
I think so. I mean, as far as the...
not if you ask Cincinnati fans.
entertainment value comeback, for a neutral?
The first 65 were great by Houston. I mean, by Cincinnati.
Look, FC Cincinnati go up 2-0, and it feels like a rout. Everybody's basically tweeting, like... MLS is like, all right, everybody start getting, send the trucks.
Trucks were starting to drive to Cincy.
Get the trucks.
Which probably is a good idea anyway, because it's not that far from Columbus.
Strong just booked his flight. He was like, God damn it. Yeah.
and Brandon Vasquez scores a great goal in the 14th minute. Where it's also...
It felt like a low XG goal, too, like a like shot. Man, he was like trailing away,
but look
bad
who,
angle, and then boom, gets
But who
it.
Was on him? Malte Amundsen. Obviously, the fullback, former fullback
former NYCFC
for NYCFC,
left sided center back.
But that's why he was playing left sided center back, and he's not. We know he's not a center back. And Brandon Vasquez is a man who eats center back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? He is on a big mountain. If you are in England,
so you saw the way he was defending Brandon Vasquez is not the way you should be defending him. Like kind of waiting for the shot to come at you and block it or whatever.
You got to get up on him.
That's right, bro. And he was not
like a rom com.
So great. Look, a great goal, and then the foul on who was it? Moreira, that fouls Brandon Vasquez. That kind of clips his heel. It almost looked like like Brandon Vasquez fell on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at in slow mo, he did like clip his heel. Slightly, but it is what it is. Sucks.
Hey, contact is there. What are you gonna do?
Got a yellow, and then Lucho Costa scores on the free kick. That they did a nice set piece
that no one touched. It looked like six different people were gonna touch it.
Yeah,
and no one got their head to
so
it.
So once those two goals went in, and going into halftime, you're like, all right, this is. I mean, how is Columbus gonna come back from this?
It all felt like, all right, Columbus needs to make some changes, and Wilfred Nancy has done this time and time again this season. And the subs he makes ends up being so influential. And again, super sub, you got to say Christian Ramirez this year.
Yeah, I mean,
at least in the playoffs.
Former guest on this show, maybe we'll hit him up. Be like, yo, bro,
was he
come
Superman
through.
Or Batman? Which one was he?
He was
I think he was Superman.
Ooh, was he Superman?
He was Superman.
And Batman was
Miguel Ibarra.
Right. Don't remember which is which. Anyway,
well, you
apologies.
Let us know.
From Minnesota right United now, fans, apologies.
Now, someone is wearing AirPods in public listening to this, screaming,
"Who's Batman?
Batman! Batman!" And everyone else is like, where?
But yes, so it was interesting that in those first 75 minutes before Columbus scored, I was kind of surprised that they couldn't score. I'm just like, they were on the ball a lot. They were...
they were playing their game. It just wasn't going for it.
And just like Cincinnati had always had an answer. They were always stopping everything, stopping every shot, blocking everything, and just made it really difficult for Columbus. And then, so they subbed out Farsi.
Mm-hmm.
What's his first name? Mohamed Farsi. They subbed him out, put Julian Gressel there, which I was surprised Julian Gressel didn't start. This seems like a man who's won MLS Cup with Atlanta United,
right?
With the experience, and I guess Nancy just wanted a different approach. And obviously, Farsi's a much faster player than Julian Gressel, but not as good a passer. And then Julian Gressel comes in along with Christian Ramirez in the 65th minute, and boom, the two substitutes are the ones involved in the first goal. The pass from Julian Gressel, Alves Powell ends up, it becomes an own goal, but the threat of Christian Ramirez there, I think, is what made it put the pressure on them.
Wily in the box.
Without a doubt.
So it creates a lot of moments like, oh no, I thought he was just here.
Yeah.
You know, it creates those moments where he's not the fastest, he's not the strongest, he's not the this or the that, but all of a sudden, in a moment, he's around you.
Football,
and you're like, damn.
Football IQ.
Heavy.
on Christian
He's
Ramirez.
He's a fox in the box.
Fox in the box.
Just like you on prom night.
Damn, were you there?
We all know you were playing video games prom night, by the way. And the one thing I want to say is the next goal. What is it about Wilfred Nancy that has this team playing as such a unit that Cucho Hernandez, 9 times out of 10, the DP or like the big name from Europe would have been gliding away from goal with that header, still would have tried to get it on frame and try to bend the highlight. But Cucho Hernandez took one step further and headed it across the face of the goal to where he knew the substitute would be in Christian Ramirez.
Although the second, no, oh wait, that's the last goal. That's the third goal. Yeah, yeah.
The third
goal,
my bad.
You said the second goal. Yeah, the second goal was from Diego Rossi.
Yeah. I'm talking about like it almost takes balls to be that selfless.
Sure, but weirdly enough, he wasn't that selfless throughout the entire game. He was really like, yo,
that's what I mean, in that moment.
In that one moment.
Where like you could try to steal the spotlight here.
Yeah, yeah. It was, but look, I'll say this, and it was very evident, especially in extra time. Cincinnati were done. They did not have the stamina, the energy to finish that game, unlike me on prom night. okay. They did not have and Pat Noonan, the coach of Cincinnati, mentioned this. He was just like, it's the loss is on me because I didn't make the proper substitutions. He had to wait for the halftime of extra time to make a change because he had used up all the windows, all the available windows. So in that first half of extra time, they were tired. Lucho Costa clearly was dealing with some kind of injury.
He had one leg.
He couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. And they were basically kind of playing a man down.
And I didn't see this. I don't know if they showed it on camera. Maybe I missed it. But the announcer said that he waved off being subbed towards the end of the regular time.
Yeah.
When he already started showing signs of a potential injury or at least a bit of a knock that he tried to run off. I didn't see it. And maybe I just wasn't paying attention that moment. But if that's the case, I can understand you saying you're the MVP. You're my MVP as well.
Yeah.
You get to stay out there in an important game. But why would you do something that would leave that question? I mean, if he takes him out and they lose anyway, people are like, oh, if he would have stayed. Yeah. So it's a lose-lose.
They would have needed him in penalties if they got that far. But once they gave up the first goal,
momentum switched immediately.
Yeah, and it's just like
they felt deflated.
Yeah, and that's why the Diego Rossi goal felt inevitable because the energy for Columbus was just unreal. I mean, also, Darlington Nagby, bro.
Bro,
one of the best games of his career. I mean, look,
Did you see what Diego Valeri posted?
Bro.
Poetry.
That was emotional.
That was so beautiful.
Three paragraphs. The last one is, if I ever have grandkids and they ask me about soccer in America, I'll tell them about this player.
It's wow. It is remarkable.
Wow.
And it was something
If my grandkids asked me about this podcast, I wouldn't even bring up Christian. Like,
I was doing it myself.
I'm like, bro, you should have seen me, bro. I was
producing. Yeah, I was
everything, bro. I had a drum between my legs, a harmonica right here.
My man.
One man band is what it should have been.
Sounds like the dudes on the subway.
Back, bro. I yell Showtime at the beginning of every episode.
He breakdances as well.
But like, I mean, that is beautiful. But also, it's like you look back at Darlington Nagby, not just this game, obviously his whole career, but everywhere he's been, he's won MLS Cup.
Yeah, dude. I love this was from Charles Boehm. I think I'll find the exact quote, but he had like...
Charles Boehm wrote a poem.
Damn, bro.
I'm spitting today, bro.
I can't find it, but he basically put... The stats for Darlington Nagby in that game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember he posted
that. It was something along the lines of like, let me see if I have it here. Okay. He completed 81 out of 85 passes.
Which is already crazy.
120 minutes played. 101 touches. 1 out of 2 successful dribbles. Accurate long ball. Like, the man just...
Duels won 12.
And how many times was he fouled? 9 times.
How about, do they have touches in the opponent's box?
Probably. Well, sorry.
I was just gonna say you beat me by 1 second.
I was waiting for at least you to say it. They don't have it here. That was one of the things he put. Like he was just touching all up on the opponent's box, bro. Okay.
Up and down.
Damn. Very gently.
Every yard. Okay.
All the grass.
Oh man. Oh god. Don't say that, bro. Oh, my God.
Every last blade.
Okay. No blade untouched.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Did they put the sprinklers on? I haven't
seen that. Yo. It's getting crazy out here.
What is going on?
Lexus is horny today on the show, bro. I don't know what's going on. Bro,
you sure you want this man in Columbus?
Columbus is like, stay away.
I think we're good. Columbus is like, let him watch from home.
So Donnie Zagby
great game
was incredible, and they look, and also Schulte, the goalkeeper for Columbus, Patrick Schulte, was also made some huge stops, necessary stops to keep them in the game, and. But at the end of the day, it was just they had the stamina to finish the game. That really all it looked like. And look, and now the Matt Miazga situation at Red Bull that got him suspended, it feels even worse because having the defender of the year when you're absolutely exhausted, you know, maybe some of these goals don't go in at all. Maybe his own goal doesn't go in. It's unfortunate because you would imagine Alves Powell is the player that replaced Matt Miazga.
Right.
I'm almost sure that would have been it. And look what happens, and it sucks. Also, I want to give just say this because Alves Powell was dealing with racial abuse after the game
from
I don't know who fans. I don't know.
That's just terrible. That's disgusting.
Terrible to see. So just unfortunate. Obviously, it's not his fault or whatever. It just sucked. But no justification or excuse for that. So just wanted
absolutely none.
You know, real quick before we move on, who you guys got? Columbus LAFC.
What's your? You got to give a winner and a result.
I think LAFC wins this game, and probably I'm gonna say 2-1.
I'm gonna say Columbus wins 3-2.
Okay, I can't even imagine LAFC giving up 3 goals in a game, especially the way they're playing. But we shall see. They say defense wins championships. It feels like LAFC is playing their best. But I know lower.com field is gonna be pretty wild. Another MLS Cup final there. They won the last one in 2020.
Yeah, that was also, I think, Donnington Agby was on that team.
But had COVID and couldn't play. But they lost in Mapfre in 2015. 2015.
Wow, I forgot about
so, Mapfre. So they have experienced some, you know, some sadness out there. Okay, so we'll talk some Premier League in a little bit, but I want to make sure.
First, we should chill.
We should chill because it's been...
We've been making some wild jokes on the show.
We?
All right, you guys certainly haven't stopped me.
Okay. Are we, supporting the behavior? I don't know. We can't stop him. He's on the contract, folks. I can't get him off.
You know what it is that I'm on all the time.
Correct.
Sometimes I think it's important to just stop and reset a little bit, relax.
Especially during the holidays.
Oh my God, they're so hectic. Christian, why?
We need to just chill with an ice cold Coors Light.
It just helps me just unplug and plug back in, you know, just reset the whole system.
Damn, just reboot.
Right? Okay. Just like good advice from the guy in your IT department. Okay, just unplug it and plug it back in.
I've given that advice many a time. Okay. I'm quite experienced.
You sure that's how to connect to the Wi-Fi? Just do it. Okay.
You don't know computers like I do.
You don't know.
I get
sir, you're touching the microwave.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I get computers Putin. Okay?
Oh my God,
like,
bro.
Like Cameron does.
On your H and your blood.
So make time to chill this holiday season and reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligan.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligan. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Okay. Now, Premier League, all right? There's a lot going on.
Real quick, give me three words for Everton season so far. three words that encapsulate it.
Three words. Challenging,
mm-hmm.
infuriating,
mm-hmm.
and corruption. All right? They're all there.
Bro.
So, yes. Everton did win their game.
I thought you were going to go with inspiring because you did. You've mounted a comeback. You've started to chip away at your point deduction.
Right. Everton did win against Nottingham Forest on a Matt Turner-less Nottingham Forest.
Nottingham Forest hates America.
So I'm just like, yo, Everton, score all the goals. So this
isn't going to hurt at all.
Bring Matt Turner back. But no, so yeah, that's one result that was interesting. I don't think that was the biggest sort of result of the weekend by any means.
Arsenal beating Wolves 2-1 is the one you want to talk about.
Yeah, that was what an amazing game. They have 98%?
Barn burner.
No, the main one we got to talk about is obviously Manchester City against Tottenham. And I know everybody here loves talking about Tottenham, but this was an interesting game because. Ended at 3-3. Obviously, it was very a wild game. But the fact that Tottenham always seems to cause problems for Manchester City.
I didn't know this, but Kulusevski has scored every time he's played at the Etihad.
Really?
How crazy is that? Three times he's played there, three times he's scored. And the homie bodied Nathan Ake.
And Nathan Ake came into the game as a defensive substitute. I'm like, yo, lock it down. Yeah. Mariano Rivera, close it.
Play the Sandman. Because here comes Nathan Ake.
We're bringing 22 defenders. Nobody scoring on Pep Guardiola's Manchester City.
If you see your player jump and your head moves up, and then Kulusevski runs into them, and your head has to move far to the right to keep track of where your defender is flying towards. Kulusevski had done trucked him over, bro. It was a lie. I will say this. I want to give a little credit to Postecoglou, who, dude, I mean, I said this at the beginning of the season. He's going to play an attacking style. He's going to go for it. All right. I watched him when he was coaching Brisbane Roar. They called him Roar Salona. I watched a few of those games. People were talking about, oh my God, this guy could be the next thing. I didn't see him much when he was coaching the Australian national team, but you could see, man, this Tottenham team, he's got them playing out of his skin. I will say, Emerson Royal as a center back might be something you might want to reconsider, bro.
Dude, it was just one of those games where you're just like, oh, look, City will figure it out, right? They've drawn their last two matches.
It's now three.
Three in a row, right? And they're like, you know, they're inevitable. They'll figure something out. And after the
They've got so much talent.
Yes.
You're Doku. You're starting, left midfielder is out. And then here comes $100 million Jack Grealish in his stead. And you're like, damn.
Yeah. And it was Grealish's first goal of the season. And it's also an interesting thing with Grealish. Like, has he lost his spot for Doku? Is Grealish kind of the main focus been on Champions League?
I would say
it's
deservedly, honestly, Grealish lost his spot. Jeremy Doku has been Manchester City's...
It's hard to finish that sentence.
I know, because of Holland.
He had the game where he scored three or four goals or whatever. Look, he's good, but he's a little bit... like unpolished just yet.
I will also say, here's my hot take. I don't think he really cooked Trent Alexander-Arnold the way they're saying he cooked Trent Alexander-Arnold. He dribbled past them, but Trent, he didn't really cause any problems.
When did they play Liverpool?
They played...
I don't remember this.
Was it the last match?
Let me check. I don't know. It definitely wasn't the last match.
I don't remember them facing each other yet, but maybe they did. Doesn't matter.
They played on November 25th, two weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. Okay.
Bro, you had me second guessing myself, bro.
I didn't remember.
Bro, they were like, oh, he cooked Trent Alexander. Bro, the only chances he created were when Trent wasn't even defending him, bro.
Okay.
So Trent, not that bad.
My man can dribble. He's fast.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, you got that first part. You need that second part, dog.
So
imagine you're a really good car thief. You could break into any car you want, and then you get in, and you don't know how to drive.
You're like, yo, I don't have my license.
Oh, shit. I need to call my IT guy. What do I do? That's kind of how it felt a little bit with Doku. And I, look, I think he's an incredible player. I'm just suggesting that there's development still to be had for him to be like the amazing player he will turn out
to be. That's fair. Without a doubt.
But as far as Tottenham is concerned, bro, these dudes got like, bro, we don't defend, bro. That's if you scared, dog. And we ain't scared.
It's remarkable that they drew this game, because especially the third goal.
But that's because they wouldn't quit attacking.
Well, not only would they not quit attacking, but they would not quit playing out of the back. It was like by the 60th minute.
Prom night.
By the 60th minute, it felt grossly irresponsible to continue playing that way.
But this is, bro, I love this. This is what
Bissouma trying to nutmeg the dude in the middle of the pitch, losing the ball, and then giving
with
up
no
a goal.
No James Maddison here, by that yet. His safety blanket.
I'm like,
and behind him is Emerson Royal as a center back.
What? I'm like, did Postecoglou tell you could do this? Because it seems irresponsible.
Bro, you're going wild road.
Even at halftime, it was Tim Howard and Robbie Musto, you know, giving their analysis. And Tim Howard had just said, well, they just got to stop doing the little tricks. He just sounded like conservative dad. Look, if they just play the fundamentals, they might, you know, get a result out of this game. And they did, they went out in that second half and did not do anything fundamentally.
He wanted more John Stockton, less Allen Iverson. Okay. And Bissouma said, nah, fam, we stepping over Tyronn Lue out here, whether or not we scored.
Because it was ridiculous that Tottenham were playing that way. It's one of those things where they probably only get a result because they play that way. Many times they played out of the back. They wanted Manchester City to press, and I was impressed several times. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize this team could actually play this effectively and get around the press of Manchester City.
I'm trying to pull this up. Fabrizio Romano tweeted out, Kulusevski at the end reveals, Ange was very angry at us at halftime. He told us, guys, come on, just play football.
this is why Premier League matters.
And now I want everyone in our mentions mad at us that we don't have English accents to say, hey, we're not that far off. From when? Let's stop. You guys gave a standing ovation to this man when he didn't win a game. we've suggested the same thing.
Tactically, we're right there.
Bro,
we're some of the most brilliant minds in football.
Bro, he should change his name to X and me to G. Because, yo, we out here doing the same thing that these guys are doing, bro.
So
by the way, that was the full quote. I didn't omit anything.
More than anything is, you know, Manchester City are going to get their opportunities. How many shots did they get? How many shots did they get on goal? They had, their XG, 2.57.
But Tottenham is drawing with 0.46.
Right? 17 shots, 4 shots on target. But the ones that were not on target, Erling Haaland is open net. I mean, he buries these, you know, in his sleep.
Yeah,
And didn't. And so it's
the reason Tottenham walked away with a draw is because they got lucky. At the same time, Manchester City could find zero luck in this game.
100%. And then everybody's focusing on the end of the match, because after Kulusevski ties the game.
Let's be honest though, bro, they got a real deal. As an Arsenal fan, thank you to referee Hooper. But they got a real deal.
Yes, because the referee...
If you didn't see, Rodri passes the ball to Erling Haaland. Emerson Royal, who should not be a center back, is covering Erling Haaland.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
No, I don't even go to this school, dog. How am I in detention? Erling Haaland, a cyborg, is who a non-center back has to defend. So he does what any of us would do, which is fouls him. I punched this dude right in the stomach if he came at me. I got no one to defend.
He fouled him pretty aggressively,
Pretty aggressively. Most
human beings collapse at this challenge.
Bro, he just touched the ground and got back up. I mean, on some Terminator 2 stuff.
Without a doubt.
Yo, so he still gets the ball. He dinks it over the back line to a onside Jack Grealish, who has now made his way 1v1 versus the keeper. End of the match, Manchester City, 9 times out of 10, that's a goal. 9 times out of 10. Not a problem. Here's the problem. Because that foul on Erling Haaland by Emerson Royal, the official
Simon Hooper,
he signals as if it's a foul, but doesn't blow the whistle.
The signal is advantage.
He immediately signals forward, goes to blow the whistle, but doesn't. Then he does the advantage.
Yes.
So he kind of stutters.
One arm advantage, by the way. Which I learned, because some people were saying this, that the call is for advantage is 2 hands forward. But IFAB updated the rule for the referees. They are allowed to only use one arm for advantage. So this makes a difference because this affects how the other players react.
Right.
Because we saw the Tottenham defenders, 3 of them, around Jack Grealish. Jack Grealish continues running. The other 3 defenders kind of look at the referee because they think the play's about to stop.
They're like, "You're going to help us out here, my guy?"
But because of that, they heard no whistle, and then Grealish keeps running. Ball gets played in the air.
I would say Grealish takes at least one touch before the whistle comes.
Yes. Yes. And very late whistle.
Even I'm sitting here as someone who wanted Jack Grealish to miss that shot.
Right.
Even I'm sitting here going, bro.
And then we saw Erling Haaland he immediately signaled to the ref. He was screaming at him. He was upset. He was shocked. And
he went full goblin mode.
This also just was, I just saw this earlier, it was reported. Manchester City are facing a charge for not getting their players off of the field after the game.
Damn, 116.
Keep counting up.
Bro, imagine getting... That's like when they're like breaking and entering after you've already committed a bunch of crime. You're like, bro, you need to be in here.
We didn't even need to put this one on the list. All right?
Damn, bro. Yo, you robbed a bank and we're double parked.
Public urination, like, bro.
So they're saying that Erling Haaland might face a suspension for arguing with the ref this much. But I love this because he's been tweeting a little bit, and somebody made this. This is from Out of Context Football, and they made this image of what's this?
The scream.
Okay, yeah. Right. And they put Erling Haaland in the image. So if you're listening to this, go to our YouTube. You can see it. But it's pretty hilarious.
And he said, "WTF? That made me smile for the first time today."
He was furious. It was also one of those things.
I felt like I understood his anger.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's one of those things where even we complain about referee, and the last few weeks have been astronaut. I've never experienced, as a soccer fan, I have not experienced this. Just almost every single match, there is some ridiculous call, some level of scrutiny, just week in and week out.
One week, every weekend, there's one thing that's just so glaring that this has to continue being the topic of conversation.
Yeah.
I've even said on Morning Footy, like, it now it's like Morning VAR at this point.
Yeah,
it's just constantly covering VAR mistakes.
So, and this VAR had nothing to do with this. This was an on-field decision. The center referee did not decide to play advantage. Grealish was onside. So I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt. Like,
but this is another one of those situations where when fans are like, there's corruption. I'm like, I can't prove to you there isn't. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, if you show this to someone who's a fan of Manchester City, you could see them going like, oh, they wanted Manchester City to not win this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. The only thing I'm trying to rationalize, why would he have blown the whistle? And I guess my thought is maybe the assistant said that it was a possible offside. He heard possible offside in his ear.
Or maybe it's that he saw the Tottenham players stop playing.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they're all just rattled. I think the referees at this point don't even know what they want to call themselves. And they're just like getting caught in two minds. It's like, it's a foul, but I should.
It's a lot of pressure. Look, and referees made mistakes before VAR. This is one of those mistakes that because VAR is not involved, I'm just like, yo, this is one of the ones you got to live with. I don't know. I agree. I mean, yeah, he made the wrong decision, but that happens every game. But at least it wasn't a VAR where they could stop it, look at it, and then 3-4 people come to the wrong decision.
I will say this, and I don't, maybe I'm wrong, but what happens in American sports when there's a mistake in the refereeing? Like in the NFL, what would happen?
Oh, bro, did you watch Sunday Night Football last night?
That's
Oh my God.
I didn't. What happened?
Just like crazy pass interference that didn't get called. Yeah. Like a lot of bad stuff in the last minute.
It's not as, I feel like unless it's absolutely egregious, it's not as bad.
We also
can you challenge pass interference
nowadays?
No, you can't. That's one of those
NFL
where you just let the ref, if the ref thought that.
Maybe that's just the way to resolve this, to let the coaches challenge. You get 2 challenges a game, 1 per half.
But this is that this one with Grealish is not something you can challenge.
Yeah, they wouldn't have allowed them to challenge this.
Everybody,
one
get in positions where you were before, and we're going to start right.
Go. Yeah. Okay, Emerson Royal on the ground.
Yeah, it sucks. But then also, this weekend, I decided, I was doing a lot of, on DraftKings, I was doing a lot of bets on for like Women's World Cup, and that's how I got really kind of introduced to betting on there and like learning how it all works. And now I did a couple for this weekend in Premier League. I'm like, oh, let me, I have a couple bucks in there. Let's just have some fun with it. And I said, you know what? Tottenham is kind of always the bogey team for Man City. Let me put $20 on a draw. Just a draw. Just a draw.
I'm like, man, it's crazy. $20 on a draw. You crazy bet.
He's the oracle out here. He knew what was coming on.
So, the game was tied 2-2, and I'm like, oh, damn. Grealish scores. I'm like, bro, lost $20. And then Kulusevski, and I'm like, up the Spurs! I'm the biggest Spurs in the world. And then when the ref blew the whistle and didn't play advantage, I'm like, Simon, I'm going to dap you up. Next time I see you, dog.
Bro, Arsenal fans and all of a sudden people who bet on the draw were like, the two muscle-handed handshake. Bro.
So I couldn't believe it.
How much you get on that?
$150.
Damn, I'm going to do up, bro.
Let's go. DraftKings out here.
Yo, we up, son.
Okay, gamble responsibly, of course.
Yo, cha-ching.
Those are the moments that you're like, oh, I can do anything. Yeah.
Yo, I can't let it get to my head.
I'm on a hot streak.
So, crazy result for your old boy.
Look at you, bro. All right.
Just unbelievable, turn of events. But look, Arsenal fans couldn't be happier because...
we stay at the top, 4 points clear.
Dude.
Shouts to everyone. Now, rumor is Arteta is willing to sell Eddie Nketiah to fund a new striker coming in January.
I don't know about that. Nketiah, he's the only backup for the constantly injured.
I heard it was Victor Osimhen is the name.
Yeah, he wants out.
Ooh, that'd be interesting. Okay.
Make him more TikToks about it before they get back.
Also, got to give credit to Liverpool beating Fulham. It was a really wild result. Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah.
He's on one because every time he's scoring recently, he's shushing everybody.
Didn't he get fined? No, they said they wouldn't fine him for it. So now he's shushing everybody.
My man is like, who can't defend? They can't defend me. Okay, sneakily, I think Liverpool are kind of having a sneaky good season now. After
not sneaky, they're in second place.
No, I'm just saying, but nobody kind of really expected this from them this year. In second, 1 point above Manchester City. The only other thing I want to talk about right before we wrap up:
how dusty Chelsea is.
I mean, that's
bro.
I mean,
why are you doing that after we won? We actually won.
They got a red. It was close. Yeah. It was a little scary.
Second game in a row that the Chelsea captain has gotten sent off. It's
wow.
Yeah. Conor Gallagher getting sent off.
What do you want to talk about, United, bro?
No, I just want to talk about what did you think about João Felix celebrating against Atletico?
One of my favorite tweets was, remember the video of the Jets player who couldn't get in the training center? Yeah. He kept in the code.
Jamal
it said João Felix going back to off loan. I think, bro, you didn't want to give him a chance, bro. What do you want him to do?
Yeah, dude.
This kid has been quiet through all the torment. What was it? Porto didn't want him because he was too skinny, so he went to Benfica, or maybe it was the other way around.
Then he had to play for Chelsea for a year, bro.
Yo, he's always kept it. He's always kept it.
If anyone's
professional,
João Felix, obviously for Barcelona, is on loan from Atletico Madrid. But Barcelona played Atletico Madrid. He scored
Spain. You're allowed to play.
Aren't you not allowed to do that?
Yeah, in Spain you're allowed to. In Spain you're allowed to play. If you're on loan, you're allowed to play against your home club.
Yes.
Which the reason they tell you not to is so that you can't. Like, play badly on purpose.
Yeah.
Right. And he did
and
not play badly.
Felix was like, I don't think this is going to be an issue for me, my guy.
Not really a problem on my end.
If anything, I might have to stunt on the family.
He stood on the ad boards and celebrated.
He stood on business is what he did,
bro. Big business. Because, but this, you score this goal and you celebrate like this because, you say, I'm going to do everything I can so you don't take me back.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
Yeah, so I'm gonna sabotage.
Can't take me back now, bro. I've been mad disrespectful.
The fans are gonna be so mad.
Bro, what would they say if you took me back now, bro? Do you know what you would look like? So, it's like, you know, your boy, everybody's got one of these boys that will, instead of breaking up with their girl, just get caught cheating on them so they don't have to be the bad one.
We all got those boys. Yeah, right. We all have friend groups like Alexis.
Wait, are you being sarcastic and you don't have that? Because I got like multiple of these friends.
You do, right? I mean, not since maybe high school.
But we have them. But yo, they don't know how to high school. I'm talking like early 30s here.
They can't have an adult conversation.
They don't know. They're too toxic for that. It's too emasculates them to be like, I don't think I'm happy with you. So they're just like, I had too many girls was the problem. And you're like, you're broken. You need to talk to somebody. And that kind of thing is how Felix basically did that. Like, well, now you can't take me back, bro.
Right, right. Without a doubt. Okay. So, yeah, this more than just a goal, this felt like this celebration felt like a business negotiation. This felt like part of his hand of just like, yo, well, this last year, I scored on you.
He started with the to whom it may concern, bro. Okay. He hit reply all on the score, bro.
So this, look, we know Joao Felix, he wanted to get out of Atletico Madrid probably the last like two seasons. And he went on loan to Barcelona, took a massive pay cut. This man is making pennies.
Yeah, making MLS money.
For real, dude. There's like MLS players that are like, damn, I can't be hanging with this broke boy. Damn, man.
You know what? I got your guac for your Chipotle, my dude. I heard you.
I know you're struggling now.
You looking wild skinny right now, my guy. I got you.
So, this feels like a power move to force a move.
Barca still won't be able to afford him, though. That's the craziest part.
They have to.
Even at those pennies they're paying them, they're like, we ain't really got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Did you order chips, bro?
A big win for Barcelona. So, all right, let's wrap up.
Oh, this one I forgot to tell you. I was on a plane with Terrell Owens.
Oh, yeah.
So he was Delta One. Okay. Not me. I did not get upgraded this time.
Okay.
But I'm walking past him. I look down. You know, Delta One got like that big, like, center console.
Yeah.
You know what my man had on there? 6 bags of plain potato chips.
Damn, bro.
Bro, 6.
And T.O. is still like absolutely shredded.
Bro, shredded, but he's eating like a teenager.
Yeah. Damn, yo, T.O., you know the saturated fats in there?
I know you're getting protein, but there's a lot of other stuff in them chips.
There's some unhealthy seed oils that you were ingesting, bro.
Also, can I be straight honest with you? All the same flavor? Plain?
Can't even mix it up.
Bro, get a little BBQ up in there. Get a little salt and vinegar.
You're probably a good husband, dog. Yo, man, loyal.
You so loyal.
You ain't like our friend group.
Just constantly eating that sea salt. No toxicity.
Nah, dog.
Bro, not one like Dorito snuck in there.
Okay. Anyway.
Bro, 6 bags of chips. Terrell Owens.
Amazing. All right. I want to wrap up by saying this. It was Daryl Groves' birthday.
Hello and welcome.
Right there. His birthday was last week. Obviously, our friend passed away 2 years ago of Total Soccer Show. And it was a nice week of Daryl appreciation.
Yeah. His wife was put up like the whole Daryl Groves Day thing.
Yes. Like
things you could do that Daryl Groves would have appreciated. And, you know, it's moments like that with the special coming out with it was also would have been Grant Wall's birthday as well.
Right.
He would have turned 50 this weekend. So all of our friends that we don't no longer have with us, there's a lot of stuff that we remember them by this past week. So hopefully if there's people that you miss or if you know either of those guys as well, maybe take a chance out and just remember something positive about them. Keep them in your mind, keep them in your hearts, and they'll never really be gone.
Yeah, yeah. One of the things that Daryl's widow had mentioned was, I think it's like I said, like, you know, a way to celebrate Daryl was just like, say something kind to someone or something like that.
And which is very much the way Daryl
without a doubt. So it was just like little things like that were just very, very sweet. So I just want to give a shout out to Daryl and, of course, Grant Wall as well. And we'll obviously, every day we are celebrating.
And check out Billion Dollar Goal on Paramount Plus, right, which is the last.
December 11th, which you're in.
I am in. It's going to be dope. I'm actually going to watch it tonight. They sent me a screener for it. I'm going to watch it tonight with D. I am in it, which is cool. Not the reason to watch it. This is, I think, actually it is. It's Grant Wall's last interview on camera. So And it's a project that he was very passionate about. When he asked me to be in it, he told me a lot about it. It's about the U.S. getting back, qualifying again, and what that drought was like, and how hard it was to qualify and get back into those winning ways, and why 2018 was, for a lot of us, an anomaly. The fact that that means it's an anomaly means of how much hard work it got to the point where we felt we could just qualify for World Cups easily, on and on and on. Absolutely honored to be a part of it. Shouts to the editor, who I've seen some cuts and stuff. He's done an absolutely great job. And it really... it's become, they had to get re-edited to make the focus more about Grant Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it in a very beautiful way. Before, Grant Wall just wanted to be one of the people interviewed in it. Now I think he's a bit more of the focus and leads more of the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing to remember him by. And you could see his attention to detail and just how important these stories were for him to share. So
So that's
a real titan in this business.
December 11th on Paramount Plus, $1 billion goal. Make sure you check that out. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll be previewing the MLS Cup final. So a lot to look forward to, everybody. All right. We'll see you on Thursday, everybody. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.